Our special guest this morning is Jonathan Korth, president of the Honolulu Chamber Music Series, here to tell us all about the upcoming season. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Gene.
Is it my imagination, or are there fewer events scheduled for this season?
You know, there's five concerts we have. That's pretty standard for us. We've done up to six on special years, but this year, especially with the notoriety of some of the groups, five is certainly going to be good for us.
Well, it's always quality over quantity, and the quality of the featured artists assembled for this season is quite extraordinary.
Yeah, we're really, really excited. Normally, we try to bring in a couple of names that maybe your audiences might recognize on first name basis here, but this year I think there's going to be more than usual.
Now, the season opens on the 14th of this month with the Parker Quartet, their first appearance here since their local debut 6 years ago.
That's absolutely right. And it's, September 14th is coming up so soon for us, so a week and a half away. The Parker Quartet's appearing at Orvis Auditorium at 7:30. They're going to play a Mozart quartet, one in E-flat major, K-428, the Kreutzer Sonata by Janacek, and then the Harp Quartet by Beethoven, Opus 74. So they've got a great program, I think a program that a lot of people can kind of get into, and we were really excited about bringing them back. They were here 6 years ago, and not only did people love the performance, but they also loved the work in the community. So we're going to have them both again to work with some of our students in the community and then hear a concert.
Let's sample the Parker Quartet. Here's the Scherzo Assai movement from the String Quartet No. 5 by Felix Mendelssohn. The Scherzo Assai Leggero Vivace from the String Quartet No. 5 by Felix Mendelssohn, played by the Parker Quartet. The Parker Quartet will perform the first concert of the Honolulu Chamber Music Series season this September 14th, a program including the music of Janacek, Mozart, and Beethoven. One performance only at the Orvis Auditorium. And we're speaking with the president of the Honolulu Chamber Music Series, Jonathan Korth. Jonathan, later on in November, Iggy Jang is planning a tango extravaganza. Can I say get jiggy with Iggy?
I suppose you could. I kind of like that. Iggy is a name obviously everyone around here recognizes. When we hire a local artist, and this was true of when HCMS hired me back a few years ago as well, we try to give them flexibility to present whatever they'd like to do, even if it's outside the, you know, their normal life. So we know Iggy as the concertmaster of the Hawaii Symphony, but Iggy chose tango. So he's bringing out a couple of dancers from the mainland, award-winning dancers, as well as a tango ensemble, and you're going to hear what I would say is a pretty unique program from both him and us.
And there will be dancers on the stage.
Absolutely. So the idea was that we would hear the tango, but then you would also kind of experience the tango through you know, seeing the dancers and seeing their movements. And having seen a program like this before, it just brings the program to life in ways that even the music can't do by itself.
And it won't be easy for the audience to stay in their seats.
Absolutely. And we're right now trying to figure out if there's ways for the audience to actually be able to get up and dance a bit as well.
And so what's the date for that? November? Yeah.
It's November 3rd. He'll also be appearing in Kihilu Theater and the Maui Performing Arts Center.
And all of the concerts this season will be at the Orvis Auditorium.
Yes, Orvis Auditorium, 7:30. And we do something a little bit unique with our concerts. 6:30 before every concert is a way to meet the artist so that you can ask questions. There's a Q&A session, and just you get a half an hour to kind of be with the artist, understand their pieces a bit better before the performance.
And after a 2 or 3 month hiatus, you'll be bringing in the Prozok and Zimlinski quartets. They'll be making a joint appearance.
Absolutely. So this is February 8th. It's a ways off, but I want people to mark their calendars because this is something quite unusual for us and something you don't often get to hear in our city. Mendelssohn Octet, Brahms Sextets. You've got two world-renowned quartets joining forces. So the Zimlinski Quartet is a quartet that we've had here many times. I remember their performance 4 years ago when we first moved back to Orvis Auditorium, and I just had a smile on my face for minutes as they started playing, just because of the energy in ring and kind of interest in every note they were playing. The Prozok Quartet has never appeared on the Honolulu Chamber Music Series, but they do have a Hawaii connection. They appeared in the 1980s and gave their U.S. debut actually at Hilo. So you've got the Zimlinski Quartet, the younger quartet, the one we know well, and then the Prozok, who actually mentored the Zimlinski Quartet, joining forces and playing octets and sextets on our program.
It would be a coup to get one or the other here.
Absolutely.
Got them both. How did this come about?
Yeah, you know, they love Hawaii. The Zimlinski Quartet loves Hawaii and wanted to figure out a way to come here on their U.S. tour. So we set it up, and then we're able to get a couple more concerts. So they'll be in Hilo and in Maui. So it'll be a 4-day trip for them and 3 concerts. Busy schedule, but I'm just thrilled that we can hear such a large ensemble.
Oh, terrific. Any clue as to what they'll be playing?
Well, we know the Mendelssohn Octet, and we think one of the two Brahms Sextets, though I don't think they've chosen which one yet.
Let's hear the Prozok and Zimlinski Quartets. This is a performance of we'll hear a portion of the opening movement from the Mendelssohn Octet.
Thank you.
That was the Prozok and Zemlinsky Quartets with a portion of the opening movement from the Octet for Strings by Felix Mendelssohn, which they'll be performing this season as part of the Honolulu Chamber Music Series. It'll be Friday, February 8th, and also a few performances on the Big Island.
Yep, Big Island and Maui.
Maui, great. Our special guest is Jonathan Korth, president of the Honolulu Chamber Music Series. The Prozok and Zemlinsky Quartet will be appearing, and also, I must admit, this one is a new name to me, the Cortona Trio.
You know, it's a new name to most of us. I know the individual members of this trio quite well. Pianist Elizabeth Pridgen and I met on one of the first days I started at the Peabody Conservatory, and I've always really admired her playing. Cellist Julie Albers and violinist Amy Schwartz-Moretti, all interesting soloists and chamber musicians in their own right, have joined forces over the last couple of years to form this trio. And I have to say, just from the recordings I've heard, I'm really, really excited. They work together at the Robert McDuffie Center for Strings in Georgia. So that's kind of where their collaboration has started, and now they're touring much more together.
And you can personally vouch for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we can hear the quality of their playing for ourselves, because you brought a recording of the Schubert Piano Trio.
Yeah, so this is the B-flat trio. I brought the second movement just because I thought it was so incredibly beautiful. One thing I should mention about the previous performance and also this performance, they're live performances, so if you hear any coughing or anything like that, it's because we're recording them live.
Thank you.
The Cortona Trio, with a portion of the opening movement from the Schubert Piano Sonata No. 1. Our special guest is Jonathan Korth, president of the Honolulu Chamber Music Series. The cellist has a beautiful tone, not to slight the other performers, but the movement got off to a great start with that solo.
Isn't she fantastic? So Julie Albers is actually principal of the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, as well as a member of this trio.
And this will be the Cortona Trio's premiere performance here in the islands, March 23rd.
Yep.
At the Orvis Auditorium. Finally, one of the great baritones of the day, Matthias Gurna, will be appearing in May. I imagine you've been trying to get him for some time.
You know, this has been a pursuit for quite a few years. We finally got lucky enough that he had an opening in his schedule. He's performing in the Bay Area, and then he's going to Tokyo. So he had a week in between and said, sure, I'd love to come to Hawaii. And that travel schedule made it possible for us to even afford him, because he's someone who commands a fee that we just can't compete with normally.
But he's coming here.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I was corresponding with him over the summer, and he was singing at the Salzburg Festival. He's a regular at the Met, the Royal Opera House, the Paris National Opera. He's, you know, one of the biggest names we have in singing today.
Here's Matthias Gurna with Erlkönig by Franz Schubert.
Erreicht den Hof mit Mühe und Not. das Kind war tot.
Baritone Matthias Görner with Erlkönig by Franz Schubert. It sounds almost like two voices the way he does it, beautifully characterized.
Yeah, and he, I mean, that, I think that's one of his real strengths, is not just the voice, but the artistic ability to kind of really clarify whatever he's trying to get at in any of these lead.
Yeah, the dialogue between father and son.
Absolutely.
You can tell which is which, for sure. Matthias Görner will be appearing with his usual accompanist.
Yeah, Alexander Schmaltz will be appearing with me. He's actually flying in from Austria specifically for this concert. So we've got the kind of A-list pairing, as you will, for this art song recital.
So that'll be Matthias Görner on May 31st at the Orbis Auditorium. Going over the list here, the Parker Quartet, September 14th, Iggy Jang's Tango Extravaganza, November 3rd, the Prasak and Zemlinsky Quartets, a joint appearance on February 8th. The Cortona Trio making their island debut on March 23rd. And then Matthias Görner on May 31st. All concerts to take place at the Orvis Auditorium. You can buy tickets individually, but we highly recommend that you get season tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. So both are on sale right now. The season tickets will be on sale through the first concert. That's next Friday, September 14th. And then individual tickets for all of our concerts are on sale at HonoluluChamberMusicSeries.org. I would really recommend, especially if you want to hear the May 31st recital, this German lead recital, to get your tickets now, because I think they will go very, very fast.
Well, Jonathan, sounds like it's going to be a great season. Thanks for dropping in.
Hey, we're really excited.